My only hope for today's second date update is that the guy, when we call him, he's actually able to figure out how to answer a phone.
Because
he sounds like one of the dumbest people on the planet. And for some reason, Kayla really wants to call this guy to go out on a second date with him. If you're just tuning in, Kayla is on the phone. She told us about a date that she recently went on with a guy named Johnny. They hung out for a while. The reason that I'm making fun of Johnny is because he saw that she had a crossword puzzle in her bag, and he's like, I don't do crossword puzzles. Those are for smart people. And then he also said that he doesn't vote because he can't figure out the instructions on how to vote. Not necessarily I'm not up on the issues. I just can't figure out how it works.
Yeah.
And after that date, she blew him off because of that.
Yeah.
And that was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And because she's gone out on a couple of other dates with people who are even worse than that, now she wants to get this guy on the phone and ask if he'll go out with her again. Kayla, I'm about ready to dial his phone number. Any last words?
Wow, you really paint a picture of me being like the most desperate person in the world.
I didn't really have to do much painting, Kayla. You kind of did it for yourself.
And to make you feel better, it's just more of a sad testament to the state of online dating, I think, than anything else.
Maybe I just described it worse than it actually was. He was a nice dude. He was cute. I want to see him again.
Okay, I'm going to dial this phone up right now and get him on the phone. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Johnny, please?
Yeah, this is
he. Hey, Johnny, what's up? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Seriously?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
Wait, really? I'm good.
So you listen to the show?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I listen to it every morning.
Sweet, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Then you've probably heard the second date update before.
Is that why you're calling me?
Yes. That is exactly why I'm calling you, Johnny.
Okay. Okay. I know how this works. I know you have someone on the other line, and just tell Leslie that I never want to see her again and that she's a
Whoa!
Well, that's interesting.
I can tell her that. Sure, Johnny. Hello? Oh, Johnny's gone.
Did he hang up?
That Leslie girl sounds terrible.
Who's Leslie?
I don't know. Kayla, is there a Leslie that you didn't tell us about?
What?
Do you know who Leslie is?
I have no clue who Leslie is.
It has to be some other girl that he's doing online dating with or
something.
Yeah.
But, like, who would even say that?
I have no idea. So he didn't bring up a Leslie on your date or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna see if I can get him back on the phone then and let him know that Leslie's not trying to get a hold of him. Kayla is. All
yeah.
right? Okay, hang on.
Look, I told you before, I don't want to do this, okay?
Johnny,
really
Johnny,
don't want to talk to
Johnny,
you.
I'm not calling on behalf of somebody named Leslie.
No, Jubal, I know that this is what you do. Like, I know this is like a thing that you guys do, and I just don't want to be a part of it.
I'm not, Johnny, no. I promise, I'm not messing with you. There's somebody other than Leslie that wanted to do a second date update.
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
We don't even know who Leslie is at all. She sounds terrible, though.
I don't believe you guys.
Okay, Johnny, how about this? Okay, Johnny, hang on. Don't hang up yet. I'm calling because the girl named Kayla wanted to get a hold of you. Nobody named Leslie at all.
Kayla?
Yeah, do you remember going out on a date with somebody named Kayla?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was about 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah, that's what this is about. This is from
yes,
Kayla.
Yes, this is about somebody named Kayla, not somebody
oh
named Leslie.
Oh, my God. Is she listening to this?
Kayla? No, Kayla is gone. Because, dude, I mean, we called for a second date update. She wanted to go out with you again, and then she heard you call somebody like somebody named Leslie a bitch. And she hung up and isn't interested in doing the second date update anymore. But I want to know who Leslie is now.
Me too. Is it like some stalker
you have or something? Really, like, honestly, you really don't. Like, it's a long story, and it is not a good time.
Did Leslie happen before the Kayla date or after the Kayla date?
It was after Kayla. Like, honestly, I just want to forget about the whole thing. It was really shitty, and, like, I just want to move past it, you know?
You don't have to tell me, but maybe if you do tell me, then I could explain to Kayla about the situation with Leslie and help her understand that so that maybe she wants to go out with you again.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could tell you guys, but, like, I don't want you to go and tell Kayla because it's, like, a really weird story, and, like, I don't want her to know that
I won't.
To me. I don't know.
I won't tell her specifics about this Leslie girl.
And she's okay. got to be understanding. I mean, she said that she's gone on some pretty horrible dates from the same site you guys met on, too.
Yeah, okay. We, at this bar, we drank way too much. We wound up hooking up in a Wendy's bathroom.
Whoa.
And then she bit me, okay?
Wait, she bit you what? When you're in the Wendy's bathroom?
She bit me. I got stitches for it, and that's.
Whoa.
I'm just going to leave it there. Okay?
Where did she bite you?
You don't need to know.
Oh,
and so she bit you so bad that you had to get stitches.
Yeah, so you see why I don't want to talk to her, right?
I guess, yeah.
Seems like you could have seen that one coming if you're hooking up with a girl in a Wendy's bathroom.
Yeah, she's crazy. And now she keeps calling me and texting me. She, like, won't leave me alone now. So that's what happened. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it definitely
wow.
does.
That's
so I won't give Kayla all those details.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I won't give them to her because you actually just did. Kayla is still on the phone listening.
What?
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So awkward.
Dude, you told me she wasn't on the phone.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
What the hell? Is she serious? Are you serious
yeah.
with this story? Are you serious? Are you saying that
yes.
this, like, actually happened?
Yeah, that actually happened. And, like, it does suck. Like, I had to get stitches because of this girl, so.
Do you, like, want me to feel sorry for you? I thought you were a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. I didn't bite her. She bit me.
I don't think that's what Kayla means, Johnny. I think Kayla means more like hooking up in a fast food restaurant bathroom
oh,
with
so
someone
gross.
That you just met and everything.
That was not my decision. If you think that I was in charge of that choice, then you are sadly mistaken.
It wasn't
so
your choice.
She forced you?
What are you talking about, Johnny?
Oh, my God. Take responsibility.
I do not want to go into it. It was a bad night. Like, I would love to move past that.
Oh, it was definitely right. alcohol's fault, I'm sure.
How about you move past it by going on a second date with Kayla? Johnny, would you like to go out with Kayla again? We'll pay for a second date.
Yes, I would.
Oh.
That would be great. She's, like, she's the most sane person that I've been out with in a long time. And, yes, I would love
awesome.
To go on a second date.
Kayla, congratulations. A successful second date update
oh,
for you.
No way. I am not going out with this guy again.
You're changing your story. You're changing your tune now. Before, you were saying, like, you thought he was sweet and you'd want to go out with him again.
You guys, seriously, no way. No way. Like, really? Now that I know that he got bit in a fast food bathroom? No way.
Are you sure?
Come on.
I am 100% sure.
Listen, like, I'm not saying that it's ever happened to you before, but it's probably happened to a lot of people. Like, that was not my
Johnny,
fault. I don't know how many other people she's bitten in bathrooms, but, like...
You're the only person I know that has that story, Johnny.
The bathroom biter.
I mean, I was truly the victim there, so
okay.
not my fault.
So, Kayla, there's no chance on you giving Johnny another shot now.
No way.
Kayla, I really like you, and you were really cool, and you were, like, kind of one in a million, and I would like to go on a second date with you, if you're up for that.
That's romance.
That is.
No, definitely not. I don't go out with guys who get bit in fast food restrooms. No way.
Wow, you do have high standards, Kayla.
Yeah.
You're never going to find love this way, ever.